Travel Talk is back. Let's continue our journey.
103.8 Bravo Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Bravo listeners, kembali di Travel Talk bersama saya Farah Tubagus. Dan saat ini kita sudah masuk dalam segmen ketiga talk show bersama Nurani Sukardi, art collector dan art advisor dalam tema art traveling. Okay, so you've been, you've worked as a deputy director from Yuzhe Museum Shanghai. Is it Yuzhe? Mm-hmm. Am I saying correctly? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why did you pick Shanghai?
Oh, actually, I didn't pick Shanghai. Shanghai picked me.
Okay.
It was, there was a job offer to run the museum and the foundation. And I took a year to decide because I was so worried about moving somewhere I've never been, you know. But yeah, it was a really bold move and bold decisions. And I think I'm all about radical decisions lately. So yeah.
So what do you like when you were there? What was, besides the job offer, what drew you to the art there?
I went to visit there to see what it was like, and at the time they had an exhibition, which is a very old classical French artist that has passed away, and I thought, why would all these Chinese people be interested in this person, you know? And I was very wrong. They had lines and queues, you know, until the Loire.
Yeah,
you know, people came from outside the city with a little suitcase.
Okay,
and I thought, wow, these people are very eager to learn, and I thought that was very exciting. And I realized that the Chinese were extremely fast learners, and they really, really are so curious about the world and about culture, because I guess they've been so closed in for so long, and now they're open, and now they're just like hungry for knowledge, hungry to travel, and it was an exciting time to be there, and an exciting sort of energy to be around, and I thought, you know, being in London for almost 22 years, on and off, maybe it's time for something new.
Okay.
So that's why I decided to move to China.
Tapi let me ask you about your view about Indonesian art, maybe specifically contemporary art in Indonesia.
I've been involved here and there with Indonesian contemporary art, with the Venice Biennale, which is every 2 years we have either architecture or art, and I was involved for the maybe I think 2013 and 15.
Okay.
And I'm currently also working with an Indonesian artist called Christine Aichu in Bandung. And previously to this, I've always been a great supporter of women artists, because I feel that as a woman, it's very hard to practice art when, as a man, you can just focus on your work and your body of work no matter how many children you have. But when you're a woman as an artist, you start having something else that's more important, that needs more attention. So, you know, it's hard to sort of focus on your artwork. And plus the support and the market price of a woman's work compared to, it's kind of very, very difficult. And with Indonesia, I sense the same with men, and the men and the women in general, the artists in general, that they need more support. They need more galleries that support their work, that help them get exhibitions internally and also overseas, to set their market price. Also, you know, a lot of them are just sort of scattered everywhere, and they have no base of support, and so therefore, a lot of the times they're very, not insecure, but they're just not trusting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel that because I've spent so long overseas, I could be a bridge, that I could just sort of be this sort of puzzle that just fits and help them, you know? And I find it very exciting to be able to do that.
Do you think, in your view, the government here supports the arts and creative movement?
Well, you know, to be very diplomatic,
this is the radio.
No, we do have this a new entity called BCRAF, and it's like it's basically bawahannya Menteri Pariwisata, tapi okay. Now they're basically their own department, mm-hmm. and their sole job is basically to support art, architecture, film, mm-hmm. music, and all that stuff. And I think it's been a pretty hard start for them because they have to go and be in charge in very different, you mm-hmm. know, departments. But I think they're doing what they're doing.
Okay. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Alright. Oke, okay, Bravo listeners, kita break dulu sebentar, tapi stay tune di Travel Talk karena setelah satu ini kita masih akan lanjutkan perbincangan menarik tentang art traveling bersama Nurani Sukardi, art collector and art advisor.
There is more to explore on Travel Talk. We'll be right back after this.